The book Hebrews, part 230. I'm Professor Hannes Redingheys of the First Assembly of Yahushua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, especially the two keys to the book of Revelations, it's an 8-4 book, nearly 800 pages, which is good enough in most universities to be a doctoral degree. That is there. I don't say I want it to be a degree, I'm just saying it's there. The information with all the research work and all the with a total bibliographic in the back. So on the end of the day, the word is there. The work that has been done, more than 35 years of my life of research in that book. Would you be interested? You can contact me or have a question or just share something. Our WhatsApp number is plus 27, international number for South Africa, 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in a study, you're so very, very welcome. Please go to part one, start in the beginning, because you missed out on a lot of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikToks. After you subscribe, please send this link to your friends and family, and for those that you love. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and a notepad ready for notes. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. So exciting just to study the Word. And you know what's even better than just studying the Word? It's living the Word. Living and functioning in the revelation Word. This Word changed your whole life. It changed your whole spectrum in life. Knowing what was never taught to us, understanding why they never taught it to us. I'm going to read the same scripture in Ephesians 4 verse 1, which I stopped with yesterday morning, just to get the flow of the following scripture. Ephesians 4 verse 1. I, Apostle Paul, therefore, the prisoner of Yahushua beseech you, it's us in this 21st century also, that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Walk in holiness. Be holy as I am holy. And this is what today, in today's church world set up. You don't hear people preaching about holiness, about walking in faith, about functioning in the will of Yahweh, living a standard of holiness. You don't hear that. People today want just to be easygoing, just belong to a church or denomination, pay their tithes, go to the church, feel good, go home, and do what they want to do the rest of the week. Everybody's happy. And Yahweh has called us for a different purpose of just feeling happy. Ephesians 4 verse 2. He said, with all lawlessness. Lawlessness there is being worthy. Feeling worthy. Wanting to do what Yahushua expects us to do. With all lawliness, meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love. Yes, this is the greatest law of the whole Bible. The word says, the two kingly laws, we don't function under 613 laws anymore, not according to the Bible. Because Hebrews 7:18 says that Jehovah has made it to none because of the unworthiness of it, the unprofitableness of it. Now, today, we need to live in the revelation word. It must be like a garment that we have on. We need to live in worthiness of the blood that Yahushua paid on the cross. Forbearing one another in love. That is the agape love. We need to love one another. This is my commandment, that you shall love one another. It doesn't mean that type of love. No. The love, the agape love, having compassion for somebody else. Having compassion for a sinner. How would it have been if somebody else didn't have compassion, love for us? How would it have been? How would the world be saved? How would it have been if not millions upon millions upon millions of bride of Yahushua were added to the bride throughout the last 2,000 years all over the world? And that which is keeping everything together, that is binding everything together, is love. And love has a name. Love, the name of love is Yahushua. As I said before, grace has a name. His name is Yahushua. Hallelujah. And what makes life worthwhile is that Yahweh Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, is using us on a daily basis to do what? To preach the gospel of salvation unto a lost world. And this is what Satan can't handle. Him and his demonic evil spirits. They can't handle it that souls is coming to repentance. That people is becoming Yahvist. Full-blooded Yahvist. That which Satan tried to cause to stop the revelation word as from the time of Yahushua unto 1560. In that time, 150 million Yahvist and Hebrew people were murdered and killed brutally. Why? To stop them, to cause damage to this gospel. And now today, in this 21st century, especially in this time that we are living in now, with this ministry overshadowing everything in the world at the moment, and to Yahweh all the glory, it's not mine, it's not my doing. We are only instruments, myself, Pastor Rika, we are instruments, and all the other pastors that say the Bible school is pleasuring people that finish their studies after 4 years is being ordained as pastors, men and women, and they are busy starting cell groups, starting to preach on the internet, starting to preach on YouTube and on Facebook, especially Facebook. Home cells all over the world is happening. What Yahweh intended it to be. But we need to function in lawlessness, in compassion, meekness, with long suffering. Hallelujah. Forbearing one another in love. We must put our brother and our sisters who are Yahvist above ourselves. Let them be more so that we be less. In order for the gospel of salvation, the gospel of Yahushua, to be preached throughout the world. endeavoring to keep, that's verse 3, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. We must endeavor, we must strive, doing our very best to keep the unity among the Yahwist and the bride of Yahushua. He says, if you would love one another, in the love that Yahushua has loved us. What a privilege. To be able not to just receive love, but also to give love. It's like somebody that's sowing the seeds, sowing love. The way that we address people, the way that we teach people in love. Yes, there's times that we need to be firm. There's times that we need to be aggressive in the gospel. Not unto our Yahweh's brothers and sisters, but to the demonic powers of Satan. The Bible says you must withstand Satan and his evil spirits, and they will do what? They will flee from you in the name of Yahushua, not in their own power. We today, as ever, are totally dependable upon the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh and the revelation blood of Yahushua. We are built upon the foundation of power. Yes, we need to show meekness. We need to show long suffering. But there comes times that we need to stand in the power of the Ruach HaKodesh. Verse 3 says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The bond. Holding my hands. Supporting somebody else. Leading somebody else to the revelation word and the blood of Yahushua. The price that he paid. There is one body. You must listen to this. There is one body, spiritual body, which is the body of Yahushua. And one spirit, capital S, the Ruach HaKodesh. Even as Yeh, that Yeh is with a capital Y, the bride of Yahushua, are called in one hope of your calling. So what do we do? When you see me, you see one person. But you don't realize that we are part of a multitude. Those that came before us and those presently in the world that's functioning in the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. And that's why this gospel is making waves. People outside doesn't worry about Buddhists. They doesn't worry about the Islamites. They doesn't worry about Vishu, the Hindu, or Satanism. Their minds are set on the revelation word. But the word says, word of Yahweh says, when we see all these things, we must look up where our Redeemer Yahushua will appear to come and parousia us, to change us in his coming. Change us from this mortal flesh and body into a heavenly body. Into heaven, taking us into heaven. There is one body who is the bride of Yahushua. Hallelujah. Are you part of this body? He's not coming for 3-5 different churches and bodies. No. As I explained to previously, my hand, this hand. I'm just presuming 500 people sitting in church Sunday morning, and 10 o'clock, exactly 10 o'clock, the coming, the parousia is happening. Is all this 500 people going to heaven because they're sitting in church? No, no, no. They're lucky if there's 10 that will be taken from the church. Maybe 5. The time we are living in, maybe 5. Maybe 5 is going to be taken away. Who is the bride? With Yahshua. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 1 to 11. The bride is taken out, and that is why we are part of the body. The Bible says, not them that says, Lord, Lord, that will enter the kingdom of Yahweh, but them that has done the will of my Father. The time is caught up with us. There's a whole weekend waiting for us. If Father will keep us and guide us, let us be a testimony unto the kingdom of Yahshua. Let's bless other people. Let's sow the word of life and the word of love, the agape love. And if His Father's will, till next Monday, Maranatha, Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.